When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We like to have guests on our program that are going to talk to you a little bit about some of the activities that are going on in the greater Houston area. Our next guest is with Legacy Community Health, and he is the Senior Director of Communications and Public Affairs. He is Kevin Nix. Welcome to our program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, absolutely. And everyone knows what a great job Legacy is doing in the community. And so happy to know that our University of Houston, Katie Caldwell, is at the helm and doing a wonderful job, Kevin.
She's great.
She absolutely is. And the growth of Legacy is impressive. You guys have done so many things. And we know that, you guys are out in front as we talk about public policy and change and all of that. Tell us a little bit about Legacy's role in that arena.
Sure. So as most people probably know by now, the Trump administration has proposed a new rule, basically curbing health insurance programs for legal immigrants. I just want to stress legal immigrants, those who are, in the country legally, who have one job, if not two, and are paying taxes. And they're suggesting now that those folks should choose between getting a green card and staying on Medicaid, for example. We care about that so much because we want folks to have health insurance. This proposal is not only wrong, it's bad for public health, and will have a major impact on our healthcare system here in Harris County if it goes into effect.
Well, and that's so very important that people actually know the details around this. Also very important is something called OB2 PETI program, providing service, prenatal care to the first year of child's life, a baby's life. Tell us why that's so very important and why Legacy is making sure to be at the forefront of this.
Yeah, we're real excited about this new program we launched a little bit earlier this year. Maternal health is so important to us, but especially to women in Houston for maternal mortality reasons. We're seeing that we really need to get moms and their babies into care sooner. And so our OB2P program connects a pediatrician to the mom even before the baby is born, and will stay with that family throughout the duration, until the child is 18 or 19. So it's about getting care earlier for the baby, and then, of course, the mom's health after the baby's born.
Well, so very important, as is your new building going up in the southwest area part of town, a $10 million project. Tell us a little bit about that.
So excited about this. So we currently, as you know, have a building there busting at the seams, the lines around the corner. It's gotten too big, and it's an old building. So we're before the end of the year, we'll be breaking ground on the $10 million new campus out there in Gulfton. We see primarily Hispanic patients out there, and now we can see even more, particularly moms. We see 300 pregnant moms a month out there, and we want to provide even a higher level of care and see more folks because it's badly needed out there.
Well, and we appreciate all that you guys do for the community, for the greater Houston area. On behalf of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we want to thank Legacy Community Health for joining us on the radio today and for being a great partner. Kevin, thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Thank you for joining us here on Intercom Radio. This is Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Please visit us on our website and follow us on social media. Thank you so much.